Okay, let me mute everybody. Okay, so I think we're recording now, and we're on Chaf Gimel today. Okay, so I'll begin on Chaf Beis Amud Beis, around 10 lines from the bottom. Actually, there's a famous Gemara before that. I'm sure you did it yesterday about with Shimon Hamsoni, he was Dorish Ol Etin LeTorah. It's Ligada Shmuel Kechatira, and he says Kshimsha Kibalti Sechar La Drisha Kacha Kibal Sechar La Prisha. There's two of them. No Se Kalim in the tour. One is the Drisha, one's the Prisha. Actually, it's the same author, but he wrote one commentary called the Drisha, the other the Prisha. All right. Anyway, if you remember, in the Gemara that we did on Chaf Aleph, we said that the Rabbi Abahu learns that whenever the Torah says lo tocha, lo tochlu, it means not only you can't eat it, but you can't get hana from it. Okay, that was it. And then Chizkiah was mechulak with Rabbi Abahu. Chizkiah felt that, no, if it says lo tocha, or then you could get hana, but if it says lo ye achel, then you can't get hana from it. It means since the Torah frames it in an unusual way, that you can't have any heter achila from it at all, then it shall not be eaten means you can't have any heter achila. So hana'a gets converted into something you could eat. So then it means you can't get hana from it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be the case. So the Gemara is taking down a series of cases, and is going to say how does each one know that there can't be hana in this case. Okay, let's take a look. So the Gemara says this is 4 lines above where it gets wide on Chaf Beis Amud Beis. So he says Vare Orla Drachman Amar Lim Lo Yeachel. He says that the Torah says Are Lim Lo Yeachel, that the fruit of the tree in the first 3 years is forbidden. Lo Yeachel, it should not be eaten. V'tanya Are Lim Lo Yeachel. Now again, if it says Lo Yeachel, so it means both Chizkiah and Rabbi Abahu should agree that you cannot get hana, because it says lo yechel shouldn't be eaten. Rabbi Abahu says no, that's it, you can't get hana. And lo yeachel, that conjugation, Chizki says also you can't get hana from it. So let's see what the Braisa says. V'tanya arilim lo yechel ein li ala yisra achila minayin shlo yehanemi menu shlo yitzbabo v'lo yalik bo daner. How do I know that you can't die with the fruit? You can't light, get oil from it to light a lamp. Tamalomar varaltem or lato arelim lo yechel rabota kulam. So from the extra words varaltem or lato arelim, that's why the Torah is teaching me I can't get hana from it. So the Gemara said that's the end of the brisa. So the Gemara says on the first wide line tamad kaz rachmana varaltem or lato arelim. So because the Torah adds those three extra terms, so that's why I know you can't get hana from it. He says, "Halav ha'achi havamina isra achila mashma isra na lo mashma." So, but for that, I would say you could get hana from it, notwithstanding the fact that it says don't eat it or it says lo yechel. So it's sort of like a question like from the back door against both Chizkiah and Rabbi Abahu. In other words, the bottom line is you can't get hana from it, but you know I shouldn't need these extra words to teach it to me. I should know it just from the term lo yechel. So the Gemara says, "Liolam lo yechel mashma bein isra achila bein isra hana." The word lo yechel means you can't get hana from it. Everybody, that's a davar muskam. B'shani hatam dechtiv lachem. The thing that's the fly in the ointment by Orla, because it says the word lachem. It says lachem. So shloshanim yelachem arelim yelachem. Lachem sounds like you are allowed to get hana from it. So let's think back in the Gemara. Shani ham lachem. So v'itzrich satach amina hoil v'ketav lachem shalachem yehei. So I might have thought, since it says lachem, that's like an override. Like you can get hana from it. That's what I would think. Kamash malan. So therefore, the Torah has say aral tem or lato arilim. No, you can't get hana from it. So the Gemara says the. He says, "V'ela hashta d'chtivi hana kroi lachem lamali." So the bottom line is, you're not allowed to get hana from it. So why do we need lachem? Leave lachem out. I don't need the extra words. Like, but in other words, why don't we leave everything alone? Let's just say lo yeachel. I know he can't eat it. I can't get hana from it, which is the bottom line. So why does the Torah say lachem that I have to override with all these other words teach me that I can't get hana from it? So the Gemara says, Lachem Lamali, Lichtatanya. Like we learn in the Braisa, this is the bottom line. Lachem, L'rabotan Hanatua, L'rabim. Lachem is to teach me that the prohibition includes like a tree that's, the way Rashi learns, a tree that's public, planted in the public arena, like in the, like if I plant a tree, you know, in Middle Neck Road, that would be that way. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lehotzir natu l'rabim. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's an exclusion for the tree that's not natu l'rabim. So my time of the Tanakama, what's the reason for the Tanakama who holds that Lachem teaches me that it's included in the prohibition? Dechiv unetatem liyachid mashma, l'rabim lo mashma. So unetatem sounds like just really, like the privately owned tree, or the privately used tree. He says l'rabim lo mashma. Katzafrach on Lachem l'avid anetua l'rabim. Lachem to include an additional case into the proscription. Rabbi Huda unetatem mashma bein l'rabim bein liyachid. He says unetatem by itself would be whether it's from the public arena or the private arena, but Lachem bein yachid bein rabim mashma. And Lachem also means whether it's the yachid or the rabim. He says so they both mean prohibition. Have a ribui achar ribui. So have one ribui followed by another ribui. Then ribui achar ribui el lamayit. So one ribui followed by another ribui. It is an exclusion. That's the way the Rabbi Huda would learn. So it means like a little bit like in mathematics. You know, when you have, you know, -2 times -2 is +4. You know, so when you have ribui achar ribui, it's lamayit. Okay. So the bottom line is that. Again, this was a question against both Rabbi Bawa and Chizkiah, because they each said the term lo yachel, you can't get hana from it. So we're trying to understand why does the Torah need extra words to teach me that you can't get hana? I know it from lo yachel. So the Gemara says the extra words are to override what you might have thought from the word lachem. Lachem sounds like you have a heter achila. So why don't we need lachem? Why don't we need the extra words? Leave everything alone. So lachem is either coming according to the Tanakhama to teach me an additional prohibited case, i.e. the tree, the way Rashi learns, if a person plants a tree, let's look at the Rashi, the top line, Sorok Rabin Komba Emsa Derech L'chol Over. If a person plants a tree in a public thoroughfare, that's also included in the prohibition according to the Tanakhama of Orla. And according to, and Tosfos learns differently. Look at the top line of Tosfos, Natu L'Rabim Rishudi Yachid Sorok Rabim. So Tosfos learns it means a tree is planted in a private domain, but it's like with access, the public has access to it. But either way, whatever the case is, so according to the Tanakhama, teach me that tree is included in the prohibition. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, teach me that tree is excluded from the prohibition. So according to the Tanakhama, it says no tatem, that's for the yachid, and not the rabim. So it says lachem, that's even for the tree that's in the public domain. And according to the Rebbe Yehuda, the tatem means both private and public, and then lachem also means private and public. So it's like a little counterintuitive when you have the two proscriptions. You're mati or something, and you're mati that tree. Okay, who's the question, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Everybody good? Yosef, you okay? Good man. Okay, Malka, let me see a hand, Malka. All right, that's Malka's hand. All right, let's go on. So we're on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, around 8 lines down. Okay, so Varei Truma. Now, by Truma, D'Rachman Amar V'Chozar Lo Yochal Kodesh. So by Truma, it says any non-Kohen should not eat Kodesh. So any non-Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma. That's Lo Yochal, the magic word. He says, Utnan ma'arv the nazir b'yayin l'yisrael b'truma. In the Mishnah, we learned in Masechet Eruvin, the Mishnah says, I can make an Eruv t'chumen for nazir with wine, even though the nazir is prohibited in drinking wine, he can have the Eruv t'chumen with wine. And he says, u'l'yisrael b'truma. We're going to focus on the second part. For I can make an Eruv t'chumen for Yisrael with truma, even though he cannot eat the truma, I can make it for him. Now, the Gemara learns that I can make the Eruv Tchumin with the Nazir with wine, because the Nazir could go to a Chacham and be Shoal on his Neder, and then he wouldn't be a Nazir anymore. And similarly, with the Truma, the Israel could go to a Chacham and ask him to release the Truma from the designation of Truma. But Amar HaPap, so the point being, though, that here it says Lo Yochal, So lo yochal means don't eat it. So according to this question is against Rabbi Abahu. So it means I should not be allowed to get hana from it. I should not be allowed to have hana from it. And yet, if he makes the eruv tchumen, he is getting hana from it. So how do I reconcile that? So Amar Papa Shani Hatam Dharma Kro Trumachem Shalachem Tehe. It's a little similar to what we had before with Lachem, but it says Venechshav Lachem Trumachem. And in Parshas Korach with the mitzvah with the Levim, it's really talking about this pasuk is really talking about Trumas Meiser, that a Levi from his portion he has to give 10% to the Kohen. So the Torah says, "V'nechshav lachem trumachem kitvat goren v'kitrumat Yaakov." In other words, your truma is like their truma. So it's a hekesh between Levi's truma and Israel's truma. But it says, "Trumachem, your truma." So trumachem, the implication is you are allowed to get hana from it. He says, "So that's why." So let's go slowly now. So again, so according to Rabbi Abahu, lo yochal kodesh means process is prohibited in hana. But it says trumachem, that's the override. So again, each time for Rebao, we learn it should be prohibited on Hana, but then the Pasuk has an override. V'idach, what will Chizkiah say? Chizkiah says there is no prohibition in Hana. So why do I need this override? Why do I need trumachem? V'idach, trumachem dechol Yisrael ka'amar. And it means, Rashi says, lav dafka, because it's really speaking to Levim. It's just the way the Torah speaks. It's not so precise, trumachem, this, that, the other. It just means, it's like, you know, you're a truma from the old Levium. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts then on this piece? Very good. Okay.
Well, how does Chizkiah answer that? What does he do with that word?
Yeah. Chizkiah says that word is not to teach you a specific limud. That word is just like a manner of speaking. In other words, trumachem. In other words, you Levium, they'll be considered like you're a truma.
It's yours.
Yeah. In other words, your truma we considered like the other people's truma. That's it. Okay. All right. So we're around 10 lines down on Chaf Gimel 23a Yisrael, around 10 lines down. Okay, in the column, you're good. Okay, so again, we're asking questions against Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu says, whenever the Torah says you can't eat it, it means you can't eat it, you can't get hana from it. So let's take a look. So Vare Nazir, Drachman Amar Mechar Sinim Yadzag Lo Yochel. The Nazir is the person who makes the neder, the oath that he's signing up for the Nazir registration. So he's not going to drink wine. He's going to grow his hair. So it says, Mechar Sinim Yadzag Lo Yochel. He can't eat the grape, anything from the skin to the pit. He says, so Lo Yochel is the magic word, so he can't get Hana from the wine. He says, Utanan Ma'arvin Nazir B'yayin. But we learned in the Mishnah, which we just had a few lines ago, that one is permitted to make an Eruv Tchumen with wine for a Nazir. And I said it's because the Nazir could be Shoel on his nether, and then he'd be allowed to get Hana from it. But meanwhile, when he's not Shoel, he's getting Hana from the wine. So according to Rabbi Bawi, he can't get Hana from the wine. So Amar Mar Zutra, Shani Hatam Damar Kura, Nizro, Shalo Yehe. So he says, the Pasuk says, Kol Yemei Nizro, Mikol Asher Yaseh Migefen Ayayin Lo Yochel. All the days of Nizro, of his Nezer, his Nezer Neder. So it says Nizro, his Nezer, it means Shiloh. In other words, it implies that he does have a heter for it. That's the way Rabbi Bao learns. In other words, each time Rabbi Bao has an override. In other words, the default is prohibited by Na, but then if there's a Pasuk, a word, teach me, I have a heter, Hanaz, that's it. So Ravashi has a different answer. He says, Kadoshia Gadel Pera Sa'arosho, that his hair, Kadoshia means the hair will be prohibited by Hana, his hair. He says, in other words, he takes the hair at the end of his Nazirus, he shaves it off, throws it in the fire underneath the kettle that's cooking all the food. So he says here, Gidulo Kadosh, Veindavar Acher Kadosh, that just his hair is cut, if nothing else. So the Gemara says, "Midi vein devar acher k'tiv." Does anything say nothing else? In other words, the hair is prohibited by na. Nothing else is prohibited by na. He says, "Does it say that anywhere?" El mechvarta k'demar zutra. So it's clear the way Mar Zutra learned. And Mar Zutra said, "Because it says Nizro." All right. Any questions on this? All right. I'm moving on. All right. Now, for a chadash, again, we're going to a different mitzvah in the Torah. Chadash is you're not allowed to have, you know, the new crops till the Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. So anything that takes root, you know, from Pesach till the Omer next year is considered chadash. So the Gemara says, for a chadash.
Can I ask you something before?
Yeah, you could, but you lost your chance. But go ahead. Let me hear.
How come we didn't ask what a Chizkiya does with this?
Yeah, it's a good question. I assume. Let me take a look. Let me take this. Rashi says, 1 minute, 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute. Give me 1 second. Yeah, if you look in footnote 23 in the Art Scroll, he says the Gemara does not discuss how Chizkiya interprets the elusive phrase as in the previous discussions. This question is addressed by the Rishonim. See Tosos with Gilyon Hashas and Kapir Chidush Eran. So that's the Mari Makom. I don't have an answer for you, but you're on the right track by asking the question. That's all I could say. All right, let's go to the next Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, Vare Chadash. Now, Chadash is the new crop you're prohibited from eating to the bringing of the Omer. Rachman Amar, Lechem Mekali B'Charmel, Lo Tachlu Aretzim Ayom Azeh. It says that you can't eat, he says, bread, roasted kernels, or plump kernels till Etzem Ayom Azeh, till this day. So I said, I can't eat it. So again, according to Ribal, it means I can't get Hana from it. Can't eat it. Utnan, but I learned in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is the Masechet Menachot. Now there's a question how to read these words here. The way Rashi learns are two separate halachot. Kotzer l'shachat, he can harvest it before it's ripe. He can harvest it and it's l'shachat. And a second halacha, uma achila behema, he can pluck the grains off. We had the plucking before and give it to his animal. So the point is that even though he's under a prohibition against eating it, he's allowed to derive hana from it. And some say it means you learn the whole thing together in one phrase, meaning kotzir l'shachar u'ma'achil l'behema. You do the katsira on the shachar and give that to the behema. That means it's before it's ripe. But Torah Rashi learns it as two separate phrases, even though when it's ripe, but I'll just like pluck it off. But the point is I can get hana from it. So according to Rabbi Bawa, I should not be able to get hana from it. So Amar of Shemaya, Shani Hatam, Amar Kroa, Kitzirchem Shalachem Yehe. In other words, Kitzirchem, your Kitzir. Vavitem and Omer Rishit Kitzirchem. So it's yours, you can get Hana from it. Okay, Be'idach, and then here's like your point again, Yosef. What will Chizkiya do with that Kitzirchem? Because he doesn't need it. Be'idach, Kitzirchem to call Yisrael Mashma. In other words, he wants to say it's just a manner of speaking. Just means it's all of Klal Yisrael's. It doesn't mean learn this, learn that, and the other thing from it. All right. So welcome, Ruth. We're around midway down the column on Chaf Gimel and Aleph 23a, midway down the column. Okay. Any questions on that piece? All right. I'm moving. Okay. Vare Shratzim. Shratzim are crawling, creeping creatures. You're not allowed to eat them. So this is Vare Shratzim. The Rachman Amar Sheketsu Lo Yechel. It says it's an abomination to you. You should not eat it. It sure shall not be eaten. So lo yeachel means that term means that both agree that you can't get hana from it, right? So Rabbi Bau holds you can't get hana from it because it's don't eat it. And Chizkiya holds if it says lo yeachel that you can't eat get hana from it. Utanan, we learn the Mishnah Masechet Shviyot, Saidei Chayav Ofod V'Dagim, people, it's a Jewish person and he's a hunter for a chaya, for Ofod or Dagim, you know, birds, fish. He says, Shinizdabnu lahem minim temeyim. And then in the course of trying to trap the kosher animals, they get these minim temeyim in there. So the Gemara says, mutarm lamochran lenochrim. They are allowed to sell those animals to the goyim, if it's nizdamein lahem, if it just occurs to them. Now the next Mishnah says they're not allowed to be in the business, you know, of capturing non-kosher animals and selling non-kosher animals. The other Mishnah learns you're not allowed to do that. But if it just occurs, it happened in Agavorka, you could. But the point is that even though I'm under a proscription in the Torah from eating the shratzim, I can get hana from it. That's what it's saying. And Rabbi really according to both of them, I should not be able to get hana. There's a question whether this is just a question that's really about or against Chizki as well. But he says, Shani Hatam, Da Amar Kra Lachem Shalachem Yehe. So he says different over there because it says Lachem. So the Lachem, where's Lachem? So 1 second. Let me see if I can. I think Rashi quotes the pasuk somewhere. One second. Yeah, b'sheketz yulachem. It's around 15 lines above where it gets wide in Rashi. B'sheketz yulachem. So he says lachem. So back in the Gemara. So l'shalachem yehei. So if that's the case, so even l'chachila, I should be able to go into the business. You know, I'll be in the non-kosher, you know, business where I'll, you know, capture these animals and sell them to goyim. What's wrong with doing that? And the Mishnah learns there, Masechet Shvi'it specifically, I'm not allowed to do that. So he says, shani hacha damar kra yu ba bayatan yuhu. It says, sheketz yu lachem. In other words, it means that you're not allowed to do it l'chachila because they are an abomination for you, and therefore not. But the way the Gemara learns, but the evidence, if it happened and you just captured it, then under those circumstances, you could get hana from it. Now, just one minute. Will Chizkiya lamelu lemichtav lo yeachel umayti lachem lemishriyei. So according to Chizkiya, why does the Torah have to write lo yeachel? In other words, according to Chizkiya, if it just says lo tochal, then I can get hana from it. So why does it have to say lo yeachel means I can't eat it and I can't get hana from it? Lo yehelacha heter achila means any way that in any way would end up meaning achila. So if I get hana, the hana gets converted into my achila. I get money, I buy food with it. That's achila. So according to Chizkiya, lama limetav lo yeachel umayti lakam lemishri. Why do I need, like, the Torah goes out of its way, it says lo yeachel, and then it says, but it says lachem, it'll be lachem, you can heter. So don't write lo yechel, say lo tochal, and then you don't need lachem. So Amar Lachizkiya, so Chizkiya would say to you, Tama didi name mehacha. This is my source for my whole svara. In other words, here the Torah is teaching me the rules of the road. The Torah is teaching me that lo yechel means you can't get hana from it, but here the Torah teaches me there's an override. But in general, those from here I'm going to extrapolate the general klal. It says lo yechel, I can't get hana from it. But in this case, the Torah teaches me I could get hana from it. But that teaches me in general, I cannot get hana from it. But this is my source, and that's why the Torah has it that way. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? Everybody good? All right. So we're in Chaf Gimel Mun Aleph, around 10 lines above where it gets wide. Okay, so we're just going down, again, mostly with Rabbi Abahu and sometimes with Chizkiya. Rabbi Abahu says if it says you can't eat it, it means you can't get hana from it. But in each case, like where you could get hana, so there was an override from a pasuk that Rabbi Abahu was learning. That's the basic flow of it. And according to a lot of the cases, if it didn't say lo yachel, so Chizkiya holds you could get hana from it. So they're both more or less on the same page with all these things. So Barei Chametz, here's our topic, Chametz, right? Barei Chametz, Drachman Amar Lo Yechel Chametz. Torah says Lo Yechel Chametz. That's the end of Parshas Bo. He says V'tanya. We learn in the Brisa, Rabbi Yossi Glili Omer. Now again, this is talking about getting hana from Chametz during Pesach. So the Gemara later on Chafchet, the Gemara is going to learn a Brisa. So today is Chaf Gimel, right? So Chafchet is this coming Shabbos. So if you want, you can take a peek, but there's a braisa on Chaf Chet Amun Aleph, and the braisa quotes, it's three lines from the bottom on Chaf Chet Amun Aleph 28a, says Chametz bein lefnei zmano bein lachar zmano ver la b'blav tok zmano ver la b'blav akare de Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to get enough from Chametz, you know, during Pesach, even, you know, Erev Pesach. Then Reb Shimon says, Chametz lefnei zmano lachar zmano inuver la below klom toch zmano uver la. Reb Shimon holds I can't get hana from it during Pesach. Reb Yossi Glili holds that I can get hana from Chametz even during Pesach. So let's see back in our Gemara. So Chav Gimel Min Aleph. So again, so it says, by Chametz, it says, lo yeachel Chametz. So lo yeachel means you can't; it should not be eaten. So it means that both Rabbi Abahu and Chizkiya, they're both Amorayim, but according to them, the rules of the road provide in this case that you can't get hana from chametz. That's lo yechel chametz. He says here, "B'tani Rabbi Yossi Glili Omer Tamal Atzmacha." Rabbi Yossi Glili says, like, you know, you should wonder about yourself. In other words, he's got two bar pluktas there, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. He says, "Heyach chametz asur bana kol sheva." How can chametz be? Why should chametz be prohibited for all 7 days of Pesach? So again, so Chizki and Rabbi Bahu, they're saying everybody holds from my klal. Then it was like lo tochal, lo yochal in Gikeh, or according to Chizki, lo yechel. He's got everything. So why is it that Rabbi Yossi holds that I could get hana from chametz during Pesach? So Shani Hatam Damar Krov lo yir lechas, or he says it's different over there because of the pasuk lo yeraya bal yeraya. You can't possess the seor. Seor is like the very yeasty leaven. He says shelcha yehe lecha. It's like simon to lachem. Lecha is teaching you have a heter. Like you, this lecha is like a sign that I could get hana from it. He says v'rabanan, and now the chachamim who are mehulak with Rabbi Yossi, what do they do with this lecha? So they say you're not allowed to get hana from chametz, and yet what do they do with lecha? Rabbanan shelcha yataroe. Excuse me, aval taroe shelachirim shel gavoa. It means I can't have on my premises chametz that belongs to me. He says, but I could see, I could, chametz could be on my premises that belongs to somebody else or belongs to Hekdesh, that I'm not over on Bal Yeroy. That's what it means. So he says, V'idach, so what does Rabbi Yossi clearly do with that? Doesn't he need that limit as well? V'idach tre lecha ktive. He'll say, the pasuk says, lo yeru lecha su'or v'lo lecha chametz b'chol gvulecha. So it says lecha twice. So one lecha will teach me that I can get hana from it, according to Rabbi Yossi Glili, and the other will teach me the prohibition against possession only applies to your own chametz. Is ve'idach lechachamim who are mechulach with Rabbi Yossi, chad benachri shekibashto, v'chad benachri shlo kibashto. They'll say that one lecha is teaching me that I could be in possession of chametz of a goy shekibashto, he's under my dominion and control. I think it means he's like he observes the Shev Mitzvot B'nei Noach. He says b'chad b'nachri shlo kibashto. One teach me, I could have the chametz even lo kibashto. In other words, he says v'idach. Mean Rabbi Yossi Glili is going to say tlat lecha k'tivit. There are three lechas, two lechas in Parshas Bo, and there's another lecha below lechas or b'kul gvulcha in Parshas Re'eh. So one of them, so two of them, I'll need that the goyim can possess it. One is going to teach me I can get hana from it. V'idach the chachamim who mechulik with Rabbi Yossi, chad b'su'or v'chad b'chametz. That no, one lecha is teaching me that the prohibition against bal yiroya applies to su'or, and one is teaching me chametz. Su'or means like the very yeasty dough, and chametz is the garden variety dough. He says utzrichi. They're both necessary. Because, and Rashi goes to the Srichusa, because on the one hand, the very yeasty dough is inedible. So I would think that's what the Torah says, like it's so yeasty, I can't possess it, you know, but the regular chametz I could possess. On the other hand, maybe if it had only chametz, I'd say that the prohibition is regular chametz because I might eat it, and the regular yeasty dough, I wouldn't eat it. So it's Srichi. Okay. So anyway, so the bottom line with this piece is that we had it said by Chametz Lo Yechel, and we had one Tana, Rabbi Yossi, who held that I could get Hana from it. So even though two Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, disagree with Rabbi Yossi, but the question is from Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yossi is darshing the word Lecha to teach me that I'm allowed to get Hana from it. And that's why he holds it's an override, but otherwise they're in good shape. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far?
So he holds you're allowed to have hana from your own chametz over Pesach.
Right, you're allowed to get hana from chametz, right.
Your own chametz.
Well, you're not allowed to... Wait. You're not allowed... You're not allowed to possess chametz, but you could get hana from chametz during Pesach. That's what he's saying. So in other words, you're not allowed to own the chametz. That he agrees. I can't own the chametz. I can't possess chametz.
Let's say you work for a brewery.
Yeah, but I could get hana from chametz during Pesach. There's no prohibition against getting hana from chametz during Pesach. So that would be the way I would go with that. All right. So now
I the only one who got thrown off the Zoom, or did it all go bad?
I've been able to see you. Malka, you got thrown off. Are you okay?
Yeah, didn't you just let me back in?
No.
Yeah, I was thrown off too for a moment.
No, I didn't do anything at my end. It just happened by itself. It did nothing.
Yeah,
nothing
I was thrown off for a couple of minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then can you summarize?
Okay, what was the last thing? Okay, so let me summarize again for the chametz piece. So again, by chametz, everybody still there? Is Fern still here? Fern, okay.
I'm here.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so again, by chametz, it says, lo ye'achel chametz. Chametz right. Should not be eaten. So both Rabbi Bau and Chizkiya hold, I should not be able to get hana from it. But then right. We learned that there's one Tana, Rabbi Yossi, who says I could get hana from chametz during Pesach. So the answer was that he darshens out the word lecha. Says lo yira lacha chametz. Lacha means he understands that you could get hana from it. That's the basic idea. All right. Okay. Everybody good? I'm going to move on. I hope everybody stays in contact.
But we hold? You can hold. You can have.
No. Hold. You cannot get any hana from chametz.
Right. So what was Michael saying about a brewery? I was back by then.
No. In other words, Yosef was asking. He was saying, according to Rabbi Yossi, he thought that you could have chametz during Pesach. So I said, Rabbi Yossi will agree you cannot possess chametz during Pesach, but he would say you could get hana from chametz during Pesach. So Michael was saying, let's say you work for a brewery or something like that, or in other words, anyway, you get the idea. Anyway, in other words, he'll find chametz, whatever, he'll use it for fuel, something like that. Okay. All right, let's take a look. All right. Now, so we're four lines above where it gets wide on Chaf Gimel and Aleph. So the Gemara says, Lema Kitanai, should we say now that the Machloket between Chizkiya and Rabbi Abahu is really subject to a Machloket Tanayim, subject to a Machloket Tanayim, or Rabbi Abahu's rule? In other words, Rabbi Abahu holds that wherever it says, let me get look back to his rule, it was on Chaf Aleph and Beis. Rabbi Bau says that everywhere it says lo yochal, lo tochal, or lo tochlu. So lo yochal, lo tochal, or lo tochlu, it means it's prohibiting an achila and prohibiting a hana. Should we say that Rabbi Bau's rule is subject, and he's an amara, that it's subject to machloket tanaim? And the Gemara is going to say, no, it's everybody agrees with Rabbi Bau's rule. That's what the Gemara is going to say. So the Gemara says, so lema ketanai, now it says, ye'aselechom alacha. Now it's talking about eating chela or chelav. It says v'chelav nevilah v'chelav trifa. You know you can't eat it. He says, let me see the whole pasuk. Does he have the whole pasuk here?
It's number chet.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's v'chelav. It says chelav nevilah trifa ye'asel l'chol malacha. Right. V'chelav nevilah v'chelav trifa ye'asel l'chol malacha. The chelav of a nevela or a trifa. So. I could use it as I can get hana from it, but I'm not allowed to eat it. That's basically what the Torah says with chelav, chelav the forbidden fats. So he says, "Lema ketana ye'asel l'chol malacha, matam lomar l'chol malacha." Now, why does it say ye'asel l'chol malacha for every malacha? Why does it say ye'asel, you know, l'malacha? What's l'chol malacha? She says, "She'chol l'mlechet gavo yehi mutar, l'mlechet hediot yehi asur." I might have thought I could use the chelev, if it just said lim lacha, I would think that I could use the chelev l'tzorek gavoa. So I could use it, let's say, to anoint the hides that are being used for bedek habayit, something like that. Because chelev is allowed, is burnt on the mizbeach. So I would think that I could use it l'gavoa. So he says, but I wouldn't be able to use it for my garden variety needs. He says, so l'chol malacha teaches me that it's for all uses. Now the Gemara is going to say in a few lines that we think that Rabbi Yossi Glili subscribes to Rabbi Bau's rule. So when it says that you can't eat it, I would think that all hana is prohibited. And then lichol malacha is overriding that and teaching me I'm allowed to get hana from the chelav. That's the basic idea. It says Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says shechol l'mlechet hadyot yehi tahor lechet gavo yehi tamei. So I might, now again, the way we're thinking is that Rabbi Akiva does not subscribe to Rabbi Bava's rule. He holds that you're definitely allowed to get hana from it, even without that lechol malacha. So what does he learn from lechol malacha? He says, shechol malacha hedyot yehi tahor. I might have thought that I'm using it for, you know, malacha hedyot, so the fat is considered to be tahor, is considered to be, you know, not, doesn't give tumah. Malacha gavo yehi tameh, but for Kadosh Baruch it would be tameh. So for everything, it's tahor. So for Rabbi Yossi Aglili, now the Gemara summarizes it. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the tumah letara lo itzchikra. According to the first opinion, I don't need a pasuk for tumah letara. Kistikra lo Easter or the heter. I need the pasuk to teach me that I'm allowed to get hana from it. Rabbi Akiva, Easter beheter lo tzara kra. I don't need it for Easter beheter because I know that it's allowed. Kistikra lo tumah letara. So turn page. So my love, the top line on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, I keep letting, oh, he's coming in. Okay. So my love, Baha Kimiflagi, is it not, we think that the machloket between these Tanaim is as follows. Rabbi Yossi Glili Sabar, Lo Tochlu Mashma Bein Yisra Achila Bein Yisra Hanoa, that he's like Rabbi Abahu. We think that Rabbi Yossi Glili subscribes to Rabbi Abahu's teaching. So it says, you know, Lo Tochal, so then everything's prohibited. V'chi Atikra, the Mishri Eilin Avela, Bahanahu da'ata. So when the pasuk says Yeasil chol malacha, it means that when novela, he means the chaylev of the novela. He says that's coming to give it that heter. Rabbi Kiva savar isar achila mashma isar na lo mashma. Rabbi Kiva holds no. He says you can't eat it. It just means you can't eat it, and you're allowed to get hana from it. V'chi'at kra the tuma v'tara. And the pasuk is just teaching me a din by tum and tara. So if that would be the correct interpretation of this brisa, so Rabbi Abahu's klal would be subject to machloket tanaim, where Rabbi Yossi Aglili would subscribe to it, and Rabbi Akiva would not subscribe to it. So the Gemara says, "Lo, dekuli amalo tuklu mashma bein Easter achila bein Easter hanah." The Gemara says, "No, everybody subscribes to Rabbi Abahu's klal." He says, "Vahacha bahakim iflagi." The point of dispute between these two tanaim is as follows. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Savar, Shehutra Nevela, He Hutra, Chelba Vagita Lo Hutra. So remember that the Torah says by Nevela, remember the, this was on Chafalhan Beis, the Gemara said that that it says by Nevela, you're allowed to get Hana from the Nevela. In other words, he says that it's, remember Rabbi Bava says, whenever it says don't eat it, you're not allowed to get any Hana from it, unless the Torah is matur you like it does by the Nevela. And the Nevela, it says, you know, Lagerav Shav Sharecha Tenenav Achala. You know, you give it to the Ger Toshav, Omar Chorlan Achri, you sell it to a Goy. So back in the Gemara, so Rabbi Yossi Aglili Sabar Shehutra Nevela, when the Torah, and again, we're talking about here the Chalav of a Nevela. So he holds, when the Torah gave you a heter to get Hana'a from a Nevela, he says, He Hutra, Chelba Vigilo Hutru. Yeah, the animal, you can get Hana'a from the animal, but the chaylev and the gid anasha, is not included in that heter. He says, "V'chi itzchikra leheter hanahu da'ata." So therefore, I need a separate pasuk to say I can even get hana from the chaylev of the animal. You know, remember that the chaylev is clearly in a different category, right? Both in a different category. In other words, if I have a behema and I shecht it, but the chaylev is always prohibited, the gid anasha is always prohibited. So here, when the Torah is giving you the heter to get hana from it, so that's from the rest of the animal, not the chaylev and not the gid. So here, there's the heter for the chaylev. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Shehutra Nevela, Rabbi Akiva holds, when the Torah gives you the heter to get hana from the Nevela, Chelba V'gida Nami Hutru. So the chaylev and the gid, they are already mutar. V'chi Yitzkra, the Tumah V'tara. So the Pasuk is needed to teach me the Dinam and Tumah V'tara. Let me just do a few lines and we'll pause, okay? Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Ashkan Chelev Deshari Rachmana Bahana'a. So focusing on Rabbi Yossi Aglili, so Chelev, so the Pasuk says I can get Hana from the Chelev. So in the Veil I can get Hana, and the Chelev I can also get Hana from. El Gid, Nema the Asr, so the Gid. So according to that rationale, he should hold that I can't get Hana from the Gid, from the sciatic nerve, is still prohibited, still under prescription. So Ibai Nema Hakanami Dasr. You could say, yeah, Taka, that's the way it goes. You're right. The gid is prohibited. He says, Ibai Nema, Mighty Love a Kalvachomer. Or I could say he learns the heter for a gid from a Kalvachomer, one of our hermeneutic principles. Ma Chelev Shanush Kari Mutar Bana, if the Chelev of an animal which is normally if you eat it, is a chi of karet, nevertheless is permissible by na'ah, gid she'eino nosh karet lo kol shekein. So the gid, which is not punishable by karet, so certainly it's permissible by na'ah. That would be it. Now, Reb Shimon da'asar, now if you remember, you had on yesterday's daf, the Tana Reb Shimon, which seems Reb Shimon bar Yochai, he says you're not allowed to get hana from the gid, right? He said that the gid, it was a machloket whether the gid had tam or not, right? What was it? So,
there was no tain tam.
So Reb Shimon holds ain begidim but no tain tam. Now the way I recall is the Rashba learns that what does it mean that one holds that the yesh tam and one holds ain tam? So the Rashba holds that it's a tam kalush. It's a weak tam. And the question is, like let's say normally things have, like, you know, 0 to 100. Normally they're above 80 or 0. So, but this is like, you know, 50 on the scale. You know, it's like a weaker tam. So is that called tam or not? So let's see back in the Gemara. So Reb Shimon holds that the gid is prohibited by hana'a. So back in the Gemara. So, So back. So he says, Reb Shimon, the asar. So Reb Shimon holds, so here we had this limud, this kavachomer to teach me I could get hana'a from the gid. But Reb Shimon holds I'm not allowed to get hana'a from the gid. So what is he going to do with the kavachomer? Reb Shimon, the asar, ikalimifrach, malachelev, shkin hutar miklalo etzalchaya. He says the kavachomer is mufrachet. In other words, it's weak, it's like vulnerable, because you're learning a kavachomer from chelev. But chelev, it has an exception to the rule, because chelev is prohibited by the animal, it's permissible by the chaya. He says, tomar begitshlo, hu tar meklalo eitzel chaya. The gid is more stringent. In other words, this would work well if, in other words, the idea is chelev is more stringent. The prohibition of chelev is more stringent than the gid. But because chelev is chiv karet, gid is not chiv karet. But gid is more stringent, because gid is prohibited by behema and a chaya. Chelev is only prohibited by the behema. He says, v'idach, so that's the anti, you know, Reb Yossi Glili viewpoint on that. One second. Give me one second. So, but v'idach, Reb Yossi Glili would say, v'behema ka'imrinan, I'm talking about a behema, v'behema mi'e lo ishtari. But by behema, so the chelev is never permissible. So he's learning right now that the gid is mutar bahana'a. And then there's a question that we've shown him how we're going to learn that din by the chaya, but that's the way that goes. Okay, let's just summarize a little bit what we did, okay? And then we'll take this down, okay? So the basic idea we were discussing was this. We tried to say that maybe it was subject to machloket tanaim, Rabbi Bau's rule. We thought it was maybe that Rabbi Yossi Glili held from it and Rabbi Akiva didn't hold from it. And the Gemara ended up saying because they each learned something different from the heter with the chelev and the vela. But the Gemara ends up saying they both hold from Rabbi Bau's rule. But the question is, when the Torah says that a nevela is permissible in hana'a, does that include the chelev and the gid or not? So Rabbi Yossi holds the chelev and the gid are not included in that heter, so he's got to have a different limud for the chelev and the gid. And Rabbi Akiva holds no, the chelev and the gid are included in the heter, and so he's able to learn the pasuk is teach me didn't by tumen tara. Okay, who's the question comes to us? Anything we did so far? Everybody good? All right. We're moving on. All right. Let's take a look. Okay, so I'm around, you know, like a little more, like 60% down the column on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, okay? And, all right, let's take a look. So, Michti, Otvinu Kulhani Kroi V'Shaninu. So, the Gemara says, so we had a whole series of halachot where it said, don't eat it. And so it should be Asr Bahana'a, but then each case, Rabbi Bau had another pasuk to teach me a Mutar Bahana'a. So, and then they weren't questions against Chizkiah because it didn't say Lo Yechel. So at the end of the day, though, that they both agree that all these cases you're allowed to get hana from. So the Gemara says, "Michti odvinu kul hani kroy v'shaninu chizki rebao b'may plihi." So what exactly is the machloket between them? Like where in other words, if it doesn't say lo yechel, so we thought they would have a machloket, but they don't have a machloket. So the Gemara says, "B'chametz b'pesach v'libe d'rabanan." So he says when it says by chametz by Pesach. It says, It says lo ye'achel, and he says according to the chachamim. So he means that they say that you're not allowed to get hana from it. He says b'shur haniskal, and the shur haniskal, who also says lo ye'achel, v'libi divrei akol. Chizkiya nafik leimi lo ye'achel. So Chizkiya learns from lo ye'achel, you can't get hana from it. Rabbi Abahu nafik leimi nevelin. Rabbi Abahu says not lo ye'achel per se, but it's saying, like he learns from the Nevela, where it says you can't eat it, you can't get hana from it. So the Gemara says, Michti, bein lamar, bein lamar, asurin bana. So in that case, in a whole series of cases, they agree it's mutar bana, and because they had exceptions for Rabbi Abahu. These cases, where it says lo yechel, they also agree that it's prohibited by hana. This is my benayu. So what taka is the difference between both of them? The halach lamaisa doesn't sound like they disagree about anything. So ika benayu chulin shnishchatu ba'azara. So the machlokit's going to be by chulin shnishchatu ba'azara. Chizkiya sabar lo yechel lemiute hani. So Chizkiya holds that lo yechel comes to include, lo yechel will come to include the cases with chametz and pesach and shor niskal. He says oto. Let me see chulin shishchatu bazara. So it says basar basada treifa lo tochelu lakelav tashlikon oto. So again, he knows that shor niskal is prohibited bana. He knows that the chametz pesach is asur bana. Then he has another pasuk lakelav tashlikon oto. This you can give to the dog, but something else is prohibited. And that's chulin shishchatu bazara. Rabbi Bahu savar oto lemiute hani. Now, when it says Rabbi Bahu savar, so this is, if you remember, let's go back over the Gemara and Chafalim and Beis. Let me just think so that we did this on Shabbos. You remember Rabbi Bahu worked well within the Tana Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Meir held that. That remember with Nevela, one is to teach you that the ger, that the, in other words, that I could do either way. In other words, I could sell it or give it to the ger, or I could sell it or give it to the goy. That's the way the Tana Reb Meir learned in the Brisa. So that worked well, means that I have heter hana from it. So that's what Rabbi Bahu said. Whenever it says don't eat something, unless the Torah says, like it says by the Nevela, so then I'm not allowed to get hana from it. So now the Gemara, though, here is referring to the Tana Rebbe Yehuda. Remember, Rebbe Yehuda said, Devarim kichtavan, that it has to be just the way it's written, meaning you have to give it to the ger or sell it to the goy. That's the way the Tana Rebbe Yehuda said it. So the way Rebbe Yehuda was saying, so it could be you could get hana from, in all cases, it's just in this case, it's saying, you have to give it to the ger or sell it to the goy. So how do I know that I'm not allowed to get hana from anything? So he learned it out from Lakel of Tashlichon Oto. Lakel of Tashlichon Oto teaches me, in this case, you're allowed to get, you know, hana from the treifu. Basar said treifu lo tochel lakel. I can throw the treif meat to the dog, but other things I cannot get hana from. That's the way, according to the Tana Rebbe Yehuda. So let's see back in the Gemara. So that this means Rabbi Bahu within the Tana Rebbe Yehuda. So he says, Rabbi Bahu savar oto lemiutehani. So he learns oto, that's coming to include chametz and pesach and the shor niskal. Chulin shishtu ba'azara lab doraitan inu. And he holds chulin shishtu ba'azara is not a prohibition from the Torah. So it comes out, just to summarize, so what's the nafkamina between Chizkiya and Rabbi Bahu? Not a lot, I could tell you. Not a lot. In 99% of the cases, they agree. But the point of dispute would be Kulin Shishchatu Ba'azara, where the Tana means non-sacred animals that were shechted in the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash, and it's the Easter is derived from a Pasuk, that I'm not allowed to do that. It's not Mefurish in the Pesukim, but it says Kir Chakmi Mechamakom. So the chazal that I could shecht my own meat, but the chazal derived from that I'm not allowed to shecht meat in the Azara, the base of Mikdash. So if I did violate that and I shechted meat in the Azara, the base of Mikdash, so Chizkiya will learn that like Kelab Tashlichon Oto teaches me that I'm prohibited in Hana from that. In other words, I'm not allowed to get Hana from Chul Shishtu Bazara. And Rabbi Bawa, Liba de Rabbi Yehuda, will be learning that pasuk to teach me like the more common cases of chametz and shor niskal, and he'll say that chulin shesuba zara is not a prohibition to get hanah from it on a deraisa level. All right, who's the questions, comments, to something we did so far? All right, let me move on now. All right, so we're around 10 lines from the bottom on Chaf Gimel Beis. One of the Chachamim was sitting before Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Yati v'Kamar, Mishmeid Rabbi Shuben Levi. So he's sitting down, and he, this Talmud, said in the name of Rabbi Shuben Levi, Minayin l'chol yisurim shvetorah, d'chichichi, d'asurim v'achila, hachinami asurim v'ana. How do you know that all yisurim in the Torah, just like you're not allowed to eat them, you're not allowed to get hana from? So he's asking, you know, this top, the question that we've been dealing with tonight. So he says, "Umay nihu chametz pesach v'shor niskal." Chametz pesach and shor niskal. How do I know they're prohibited from getting hana? So the Rebbe, this Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani, he interrupts the student. He says, "Minayin tepeklay mi lo yochal lo yachal." So why doesn't he learn it the way? I'm sorry. Says typically min lo yeachel. Take away lo yeachel the way Chizkiya learns. Chizkiya learns lo yeachel. I can't get hana from it. So lo yeachel isra achila mashmalay isra na lo mashmalay. So he says that no. He says that he feels it does not imply an isra achila. So typically min avela. So why doesn't he learn it out like wherever it's like Rabbi Bau? Whenever it says lo yochal lo toklu means isra hana unless it says like nevela. He says no. He says that Rabbi Shuben Levi he holds davrim kichtavan, which doesn't work well with the method we just said. So why can't we use that pasuk kavtash lichonoto? And it'll teach me that again the chamis and pesach and shor niskal prohibited in hana. Kesavar chulin shushtu bazar deraita. So he says he also holds the chulin shushtu bazar deraisa. So he needs like kavtash lichonoto teach him that. So minayin. So where does he learn it from? There's another source where we're going to learn an Easter hana. Dechtiv kol chatat asher yuva midama begomer. Any chatat that's blood. And there's chatat chitzoniot and chatat pnimiot. There's a chatat that's brought on the outside mizbeach. If its blood is sprinkled on the inner mizbeach, so it's psul. So Be'esh Tisareif. She'ein Tamalomar Be'esh Tisareif. It doesn't have to say Be'esh Tisareif. I know it elsewhere that it has to be burnt. Ma Tamalomar Be'esh Tisareif. Himeinu'in l'gufo d'chtiv hinei sorav tinu'in l'chol Yisurin Shabbatorah. So it's like, if I don't need it for this, I'll apply it to other things. So I'm going to apply it to other Yisurim in the Torah. Vim'einu'in l'achila. If I don't need it to teach me a prohibition against eating, tinu'in l'Yisur Hana'a. So in other words, so this Be'esh Tisareif is going to teach me like a prohibition in Hana'a. Ima kan b'streifa av kol yisur b'shabbatorah b'streifa amar kra b'kodesh Be'esh Tisareif b'kodesh b'streifa v'yin kol yisur b'shabbatorah b'streifa. So the basic idea he wants to say, so in other words, we're coming up with another source where I know that if I can't eat it, I can't get Hana'a from it. According to this Rabbi Shuben Levi. And that is, the Torah says, it says like if you have a korban chatat and the blood was sprinkled inside, so Be'esh Tisareif, it has to be burnt up. I can't get hana from it. So I don't need the pasuk there because I already know it has to be burnt up. It's going to like cut and paste. I'm going to cut that Be'esh Tisareif and apply it to other Yisurim in the Torah. So other Yisurim, I know I can't eat them, but Be'esh Tisareif is going to teach me I can't get hana from it. That's where we're at this point in time. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did tonight so far? What's up for
us? So what's the Kelev Tashlichu?
So Kelev Tashlichu no to.
The Hulun in the Azara?
Okay, the word Oto teaches me that in this case I can give it to the dog, but there's another case where I can't give it to the dog. So the question is, which is the case that I cannot get Hana, you know, that it's referring to? So either it's referring to chulin shnishkatu bazara, or it's talking about, you know, chametz on Pesach and shor niskal, But or, in this case, it wasn't talking about either one of them. He says, he was using it to teach me chulin shel shetubah zara. So he's using it for that. So, it's not free to teach me about not getting hana from the where it says lo tochal. All right. Now,
so throwing it to the dog does or doesn't give me hana'ah. If I want the dog
no,
to...
No. Again. The pasuk says, basar trifa lo tochelu, don't eat it, lakelav tashlichu no to. So there's a limud, it could say lakelav tashlichu, you know, but it says lakelav tashlichu no to. This you could throw to the dog, but by implication, something else you can't throw to the dog. So what's the blank? What's the one that's prohibited? The oto. In other words, not this, that. What's so the that? So there's different people fill in the blank differently, and then that's what's coming off.
Right. Okay.
Right. So any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right, let me just see if I have something here that might be something people would want to hear. One minute. Not this one. Oh, I have it. I didn't take it out of my jacket. Okay, I think this is going to be it for tonight. Okay, wait, let me end the recording. And we'll say goodbyes.